Good morning, everyone. Thank you for dedicating your time to being here and worshiping with us. And today I wanted to talk about, as we reflect on the cross, just last week we had discussed the temptations of Jesus when he was in the desert. And, temptations, continue all the way up till the very end of our lives. And so just with that in mind, I wanted to focus on a couple passages in which we're encouraged to finish the race set before us. And so I'm going to start off with Colossians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. And it's Colossians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. This is at the end of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. And Paul encourages the church in Colossae to share what he's written to them with the other church in Laodicea as well. In chapter 17, at the very end, he says, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand or under my chains. Grace be with you. So, we all have different situations in life and different pursuits that God has put on our hearts to accomplish with our lives. And, this, our brother Archippus in this letter was no different. We don't know what the situation that he was in. He's only mentioned twice in the New Testament. Once here and once in Philemon. But either he needed some encouragement to keep going with what he had received from God, or maybe, whether it was he was neglecting it or he was disheartened, whatever the case was. But we see here that Paul was encouraging him to complete what he had received from God. Whatever that is, whether it's serving, the poor in the town or village that you're in, whether it's, maybe God's placed you in a position where you can care for those that have disabilities, help certain people in some way, that is a ministry. Or maybe it's just serving and encouraging the disciples. That's also a good, important thing to do as well. But we see here that he's encouraged to complete what he has received from God. Moving on, in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, he says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ, Jesus. And so, Paul here is encouraging the church in Philippi again, and, in his prayers filled there with joy, he has that joy because of their partnership in the gospel from when they first received it personally for themselves until that day that he was writing this, that they had still continued in that partnership with God. And this word partnership here, it does actually mean participation. So, we're active participants in the gospel. That's what he's meaning when he talks about partnership. You think about when you're doing a partnership for a business, you know, it's you and maybe just one other person, or you and, you know, a company are partnering together to forward some goal or objective. And hopefully both people or the person and the organization are both working simultaneously together to achieve that goal. And that is, you know, what I kind of, one of the things I take away from this section is, you know, we're active participants in the good news. And because of that, God is able to continue to carry out that good work that he started himself in us until the day of Christ. Because if we look at verse 6, it says that says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out to completion. And you know, meaning God began that good work. But we have to, you know, it's not without our participation. We have to continuously come be in partnership with God so that he can continue to work in us. And I think the obvious question is to that is, well, how do we, what is a way that we continue to do this? You know, as we've observed from the world and from maybe those around us, there's still, you know, there will always be there until Jesus comes back, but there's always a lot of sin in the world. And if we look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, it says, Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So one of the ways in which we can be active participants in this, in the good news, and continue and trying to, and working with God to continue that good work that he started in us, is to, you know, because we continue to be surrounded, and because we are surrounded by thousands and millions of people that believe in the message of Jesus, to throw off anything that hinders, everything that hinders our faith and any sin that's in our lives. And, so that we can continue to run that race with perseverance. That's been that our faith, I guess you could call it our faith race. That's a race of faith that's marked out for us. And the only way that we're going to continue to do that is to fix our eyes on Jesus. And you think about, you know, in the second sentence in verse 2, the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And you think about, like, what joy is there in the cross and all that suffering? And, you know, there isn't. In that moment, there is no joy. I mean, certainly you could think that, you know, there was joy when he was still conversing with the disciples at the Last Supper and encouraging them, and the fact that they grasped a few more things, but ultimately they were all going to betray him, all run away. You know, so in that moment he still had joy. But, you know, Jesus wasn't looking at his death. He was looking past that. All the joy that would come after that, all the glory that would be revealed after he died and was risen, of the billions if not trillions of people that would come to faith in God because of the life and death that he lived. You know, it says, scorning its shame, it's, you know, for those of us that are in, that have grown up in the Western Hemisphere, we may not understand the culture of Eastern countries, but, you know, we always tend to think of, you know, maybe the, of like we see the guilt in our, we see guilt when we look at sin, but in Eastern cultures, it's either you're honored or you're being shamed because you're not giving honor to your family or to the community. And so, you know, the cross was a way in which the Romans would, you know, crucify criminals and also, you know, other group leaders that were in opposition to the Roman Empire, essentially to shame the group or the people, to bring shame on not only the individual, but possibly their families, to say, like, look, you didn't raise a good person. Because they got to this point. Or, you know, to the faith, to the groups of believers, you know, your leader is, you know, being publicly shamed at the death on the cross. Just reading a book that talked about that, it kind of, and giving light to the culture context of this, it makes sense. So, you know, as we consider, you know, the cross, and if we look at, you look down at verse 3, I should have included the shot of George. In verse 3, it says, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And so I would just encourage everybody, you know, in light of this short little section here, that, you know, if we're questioning how to get through things or questioning how to continue, you know, through even just the events of this past week, you know, let's continue to fix your eyes on Jesus and the faith that he had and the faith that we can have in him if we continue to focus on him. Because, excuse me. And what he endured, and all that he said, because this will help us to not grow weary and not lose heart and not lose the trust that we have in God if we continue to look at Jesus, look at the trust that he had in his Father, the trust that he had throughout his life and all that he went through. So as we focus on the cross today, let's look at and consider the faith that he had and the trust that he had in God, his Father. Let's pray for the communion. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that you would continue to help us to focus on you, focus on all that you endured, from beginning to end. Thank you for all that you lived, all that you did, all that you said, all that you lived through, to help us to bring glory to God, to bring honor, and gift, so we may gain wisdom and understanding, and gain joy and love and peace and patience and kindness, and all the other fruits of the Spirit. We thank you that we can continually come back to you, look at your life, and examine it, and better understand it. We thank you that it helps our hearts to not grow weary, to preserve and help us to persevere in this life, God. We pray that even as we look at the world and all that's going on, that we would remember to continue to focus on you and all that you went through. And so we can better understand, and for our own hearts, that we don't lose it and lose the heart and the love that we kind of had for you. Pray that you would, this morning and this week, God, just continue to strengthen us, God, through your scriptures, through the encouragement of brothers and sisters, God, wherever it comes from. Pray that you would help us to better see the reality of the world and those that are in it, God, and just how much they need you. Help us to consider how we can best share the gospel, and help us not be discouraged if they don't accept it, God. You know, all we can do is plant the seeds in their heart, or word the seeds of faith in their heart. And we trust that in time it will grow if they acted upon it. Pray that you would help us to continue to, again, focus on you, persevere in our race to have full assurance of faith, God, through your word, through your Son Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice and all that you lived through and died for. Even the ministry that you continued after you were raised from the dead. Pray all this in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.